Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Too Much Effing Perspective. I'm Alan Keller.
And I'm Alex Hoffman. We are 5 into 11 consecutive days of Spinal Tap moments. So far, we've heard stories from outlaw guitarist Jesse Dayton, Tony-nominated lyricist Michael Corey, author David Korn, session player Jay Wilms, and today we're going to crank it up to 11 with actor J.C. Wendell from the hit 90s sitcom Dave's World.
JC tells us about the time she was filming a movie in LA's notorious and abandoned Ambassador Hotel, only to be stalked by Hollywood's past.
I was very used to trailers and, you know, kind of decent dressing rooms. And I got to the set and my stuff was all at night. And I was going to be working with Malcolm McDowell, which was exciting. I don't know why he was doing this piece of poo movie, but I was playing his wife. I couldn't wait to meet him. And then the PA, she's like, oh, great. I think my call time is like 10. She goes, let me show you your dressing room. We're walking through the Ambassador Hotel, which, you know, had the coconut grove. It's where Bobby Kennedy was shot in the kitchen, right? So we're walking back through the corridors of the hotel. And I had been there once before for my very first TV job, which was Quantum Leap. So I knew kind of the layout. When I did Quantum Leap, that was the first time that one of the crew guys was like, go look at the coconut grove and go into the kitchen and you can put your fingers in the bullet holes that are in the wall. So I did that. And it was just in ruins, but it's like no one had ever cleaned it up. The chairs, the tablecloths were in tatters. So PA's leading me back. And I said, excuse me, why are we going into the bowels of the hotel? Don't you have a trailer for me? I saw him out there. I saw the Star Wagons. And she said, oh, no, you're in one of the rooms. I said, what do you mean one of the rooms? And she said, you're in one of the rooms of the hotel. And I went, really? She goes, yeah. And we're just walking and there's nobody. And it's just this dark corridor. And she leads me into this room. And there was a bare bulb hanging from the ceiling in a ratty bed with a gross, looked like an unwashed bedspread on it. And like, that was it. That was all that was in there. And I said, I don't know about this. She said, well, this is where they have you and I have to go. Craft Services is that way. And I went, okay. So I tried to make the best of it as one does when one is trying not to, you know, be a problem or a diva or... But it was really horrible. And there was nobody in that part of the hotel. Nobody. And I heard footsteps. And I stuck my head out the door thinking, oh, maybe someone else has a horrible dressing room back here. And there was nobody there. And I shut the door. And then the light bulb went out. And I was like, nope, nope, not going to do this. And I grabbed my bag and I grabbed my wardrobe and I ran down the hall. And I was really scared. Eventually, I found somebody, and they ended up giving me LeVar Burton's trailer for the night because he wasn't working. But they go, but don't eat anything. Don't touch the gift baskets. So I did. I ate all the nuts.
Thanks for joining us on this special episode of the TMEP show. We hope you enjoyed our 5th of 11 consecutive days of humbling but hilarious Spinal Tap moments.
Join us tomorrow when, according to Jim co-star Larry Joe Campbell, tells us a story about mistaken identity on
Too Much Effing Perspective.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out.
I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.
Evergreen Podcast Network.